We have just one message today. Thank you, Mrs. Betty Wilson, for the stamps. We will add them to the collection for the NNAB. Also, a reminder that the NNAB and RNIB joint choir will not have a session in August. We will let you know later when the next session will take place.
The following five items on Information Desk are NNAB events for which the contact details are the same, and these will be given at the end of the fifth item. The NNAB have arranged a trip on Thursday, August the 8th to Houghton Hall to see the Henry Moore sculptures entitled Nature and Inspiration. The exhibition will include several monumental outdoor pieces in the grounds of the house, as well as a selection of smaller works, models and etchings, which will be shown in the ground floor gallery spaces. A minibus will leave Magpie Road at 10 a.m. and return by 4 p.m. The cost is £21.50 for visually impaired and £3.50 for sighted companions, and it includes gardens, grounds, hall, exhibition and minibus. And please book by Friday the 2nd of August. The trip is on Thursday, August the 8th.
F-Stop Eyes, Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. when it either holds indoor sessions offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or outdoor meetings, which are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings are on Outdoor, Friday, the 2nd of August, and Indoor, Friday, the 16th of August. The indoor sessions cost £3 and are held at the Bradbury Information Centre.
The NNAB Theatre Group. Come and join us at the Theatre Royal for Matthew Bourne's Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's classic love story, on Saturday, the 7th of September at 2:30 p.m. There's an audio description and touch tour beforehand. Please book by the 5th of August. Tickets are £42 and this includes a sighted companion ticket if required.
The NNAB Discussion Group. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The cost is £3 and the next meeting is on Tuesday, the 6th of August.
Upcycling and pre-loved workshops. These standalone workshops are the perfect way to start getting crafty. You'll learn a new craft session each session and go home with a finished product that you can be proud of. If you're able to, bring in your unwanted materials and be ready to recycle, reuse and re-love. They take place on the first Wednesday of the month, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sessions cost £3 each, which includes tea or coffee. And they take place at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The next session is on Wednesday the 7th of August, and it's called Lost and Found Mobiles, not the phone variety. Please bring in anything you're keen to recycle, such as objects from woodland walks, old toys, photographs, etc. Booking is essential. And the contact details are telephone Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216. That's 01603 973 216. Or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Greg Hamilton of TAFN asked us to say the following, to quote, "As a fellow blind person, I'd like to bring a very special website to your attention, www.tafn.org.uk. TAFN the Accessible Friends Network, is a non-profit charity and friendship organisation working over the internet to provide chat, entertainment and support, and you're welcome whether you're blind, vision impaired, or are the friend or family member of someone with a vision impairment. Our mission at TAFN is to provide friendship and support for people with vision impairments and their families. We are a non-profit organisation working over the internet and based in the UK. Our members come from every walk of life and are located around the world. Through our members come from many cultures. We share many experiences while living with a vision impairment. TAFN helps its members share their strength, hope and experience, as well as laughter and successes. Our members enjoy a number of unique benefits not easily found online. We provide initial guest memberships free of charge, so you can experience being part of the TAFN community without commitment. Members can enjoy the following: an accessible, easy to install and configure voice conferencing client, a wide range of accessible games and quiz nights, events such as a book club, creative writing group and accessible gardening chat, music and drama events performed by members, demonstrations of accessible devices and tools that help blind people become more independent, social chats, optional and friendly email lists for members, a computer technical support help desk, and a large selection of training resources. Paid members enjoy everything listed before, as well as financial reimbursement toward a major computer repair, financial assistance with the cost of a new computer if your old one breaks, and a free email address. TAFN is a non-profit organisation dedicated to supporting people with vision impairments. Our board and leadership committees are staffed by people with visual impairments. Our members elect board members and are instrumental in shaping TAFN's policy and plans for the future. Our funding comes from donations, membership fees, bequests and grants. Our patron is Timothy Bentwick, the actor, known for playing David Archer in The Archers. We also run our very own radio station, which welcomes visually impaired DJs for those members who would like to give being a broadcaster a go with appropriate technical support. To discover more, visit www.tafn.org.uk.
Heritage Open Days. We've had news that Norfolk's 2019 Heritage Open Days, or HODs, festival brochure has been launched this week. This year's festival takes place from Friday the 13th of September to Sunday the 22nd of September, with more than 350 events lined up in Norwich and across Norfolk. HODs is England's largest festival of history and culture, and this year marks the 25th anniversary with a special People Power theme being celebrated across many events. The theme demonstrates the influence groups and individuals have had over history to bring about a positive change in their communities. And in Norfolk, events include a new Kets Rebellion tour, a display on the Burston school strike, and a guided story of Edith Cavell. The festival brochure is available to pick up now from the Forum in Norwich, as well as tourist information centres, libraries and venues across the county, and electronically at www.theforumnorwich.co.uk/HODs. All festival events are free to attend, with many available for visitors to drop in on the day unless indicated otherwise in the festival brochure. Some popular venues and events with limited space must be pre-booked, and bookings open on Monday, the 29th of July at 10 a.m. And that's it for Information Desk this week.